The Idea Foundry in Franklinton is celebrating a decade of offering artisans a cheap place to work. It also provides shared office space for entrepreneurs. But the company, which began as an experiment, is having growing pains. It has a new CEO, and she is making changes. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports, not all those changes are welcome.
I'm in the basement of the Idea Foundry, where all the hands-on creative stuff here really happens. There's someone behind me welding, and there's another man who's doing some woodworking. The CEO of the Idea Foundry says that she's been transforming this whole space from clubhouse culture to a more professional environment.
It took over a little less than a year ago, and it's sort of warned at the time, like, I would love to be able to phase some of these changes in gradually, you know, to sort of warm up the water before we all dive in.
That's Casey McCarty. She runs the Idea Foundry. She says she's only had a few months to make some drastic changes.
Maybe it's a little less fun in a moment. It's certainly less fun as a manager.
She says in 2018, the Idea Foundry was headed nowhere fast. It was running up to a $20,000 per month deficit. It could not pay its bills on time. The 60,000 square foot building is divided into three floors. The first floor is a workshop space with a variety of equipment for trades, like welding and woodwork. The second is for co-working, and the third floor has private working nooks.
The second floor experience was not making money, it was losing money, and that sort of violated the real mission behind this space, right? Where, you know, the maker space shouldn't be subsidizing corporate tenants.
So she made changes. Some staff was cut, and some staff was moved around. The changes have not gone unnoticed. An Idea Foundry member who does freelance video production spoke with WOSU about it. He asked to remain anonymous for fear of financial retaliation.
At the end of last year, they had sent out an email like right before Christmas that was like, hey, the co-working that you have now, it's going to be $100 for all of 2019. And at the end of 2019, we're going to go to $200 to be comparable to other, you know, office spaces in Columbus.
Co-working memberships will jump from $100 to $200 a month next year for current members. Workshop space jumped from $35 to $65 a month.
They're raising the rates upstairs to put them on par with other co-working spaces, but those spaces don't have a loud workshop underneath them or tours coming through every other day.
He may cancel his membership over the changes.
If there are a lot of people that are thinking like me, and their lease is up at the end of the year, and that's when they want to like flip all of this sort of stuff, it feels like the entire, you know, blanket could be pulled out from under them.
Eric Lanise has also noticed changes. He's been a member of the Idea Foundry for 7 years and teaches some woodworking classes there.
Well, I first joined because I was looking for a place that I could work on projects besides my patio, to where I would have to put everything back in the garage if it rained or at the end of the night.
He's made furniture for local bars like Seventh Son and Antiques on High.
It's a lot busier here than it used to be. I could go in and leave a project on a work table all week and it was never in anybody's way. And now there's a constant stream of people coming through.
Amanda Murphy's only been around for a couple of years. Her company, Compass Experience Labs, pays for her co-working membership. She likes the changes.
We've seen it go at least where it's like improving Wi-Fi and stronger like connections to like actually do our work and like be surrounded by so many people doing work as well.
While there's a mix of feedback on the changes, McCarty is confident the Idea Foundry experience is improving for both members and its investors.
When you take other people's money, you are beholden to expectations about that.
The company doesn't own the building. McCarty says rent is set to increase by 23% next year.
Like, I'm not imagining like we're done, it's good to go, right? Like we're gonna start refocusing our attention now on the workshop experience. Now, you know, sort of prioritized based on where things were going the most wrong.
With staff changes and a hike in membership fees, the Idea Foundry hopes it is on a positive trajectory. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.